This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A big blast of winter is moving into the area, says Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Mary Matthews.
Overnight tonight, a few rain and snow showers are likely across the Palmer Divide and parts of the Pikes Peak region. A lot of this moisture changing over to all snow after 8 p.m. this evening. Accumulating snow could be closer to 2 to 4 inches for parts of Colorado Springs, 3 to 5 on the higher side if you live towards Black Forest and Monument Hill, and even Woodland Park, close to 3 to 6 inches. The farther south you go into parts of Pueblo County, lesser amounts are expected, 1 to 2 inches on the higher side.
Mary says temperatures this week, good news, warm up to the upper 60s by this weekend. A sad news to report out of Fountain, where two boys are dead after being hit by a car in Fountain. The accident happened around 9 o'clock Saturday night and shut down the intersection of Mesa Ridge Parkway and Fountain Mesa Road for several hours. Fountain police say they found three boys were hit by the car. A 15-year-old and a 9-year-old were killed in this crash. Another 15-year-old was also hit by the car but is okay today. Police say it appears the boys were hit by the car while crossing the road when the light was still green. The car had the right-of-way. Lieutenant Mark Cristiani of the Fountain Police Department says there's no charges expected to be filed against that driver.
We don't know at this time whether drugs and alcohol are a factor, but that's currently being investigated. Driver did not sustain any injuries, and they did remain on scene and are cooperating with the investigation.
The name of the boys who were killed not being released due to their ages. Sticking in Fountain, police in Fountain are investigating the body, a body after it was found in Fountain Creek. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
The police department says the body of an adult male was found yesterday just north of Duckwood Park. Initial reports say there were no signs of trauma found on the body. Police are encouraging anyone with information that could help their investigation to call Fountain PD as soon as possible. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
And moving all the way down to the Script, the Colorado Springs Airport is displaying this year's entries into the 5th Congressional District's art competition. KRDO News Radio's Willis Scott has that story.
Students at 13 schools in the district have entered this year's contest. The winner of Best in Show will have their entry displayed in Washington, D.C. for 1 year. The competition also has a People's Choice Award that can be voted on through Congressman Doug Lamborn's website. The artwork will be on display through May 7th. Willis Scott, KRDO News Radio.
Clouds will continue to increase across southern Colorado overnight tonight as our next disturbance sweeps the state. That will bring a chance of moisture to the region after 5 p.m. this evening. Rain showers changing over to snow as we move through 8, 9, 10 o'clock this evening and extending into early tomorrow morning. General 2 to 4 inches expected for El Paso County, 3 to 5 up towards Monument Hill, possibly close to 5 to 6 up towards Woodland Park. And much lesser amounts as you go farther south into parts of Pueblo, close to 1 to 2 inches. So morning commute could be a little slick in some locations. We will clear out Tuesday with highs back in the 30s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.